Early morning heat and humidity fog up the glass windows of a small cafe inside the Konigsby Inn, a bed and breakfast in Belize City. Kitchen doors swing open and the smell of scrambled eggs and sizzling bacon waft into the dining room.
I'm making fried bread. We call it fried jack in Creole.
It smells pretty good.
First we give a cup of juice or fruits.
Gail Robitaux is cooking breakfast for Dr. Wheeler and other guests. She says healthcare concerns are always on her mind because national health insurance doesn't cover everything.
Yes, it can be so expensive and not all the time I can afford it. Because right now, with schooling and things like that, it's very hard to build up. But when it comes to like tests, like things under $100, NHI is very good.
Robitaux lives in a village called Western Paradise, a few miles outside of Belize City. She wakes up at 4 every morning and catches a bus to make it to work on time. Robitaux's main job is cooking and cleaning at the inn, which doesn't provide enough money to take care of her medical needs and the health needs of her son, who has a weak heart. Like Gail Robitaux, many middle-class and poor women in the country rely on the Belize Family Life Association, or BFLA, for crucial clinical care, especially reproductive health and family planning services. Dr. Wheeler says Belizean women are often busy taking care of work and family and sometimes forget to take better care of their bodies by getting an annual exam.
What we're trying to do is create a video just to explain what the facts are, how a pap smear is done, what will actually happen to a woman when they get the procedure done, and do it in a way that's sensitive to the sensibilities of the different populations that we're making the videos for.
The multilingual videos are in English.
Cervical cancer is caused by a common virus.
Spanish.
Es difícil llegar a una clínica para un Papa Nicolau.
And Quechi, a native Mayan language. Dr. Wheeler says the videos will be shown throughout Belize in urban areas, rural villages, and coastal communities in an effort to better educate the public. Across town, an old colonial-looking building with faded yellow paint and pale green columns is home to the BFLA's main office in Belize City.
I want to share this with you. I'm going to leave it with you, right? This will give you some additional information.
Joan Burke, the organization's executive director, has just given a young woman a pamphlet with additional information on the clinic's pap smear services.
You will see, as we say, the best protection is early detection. And that's what
Burke says about 80,000 Belizean women within the reproductive age group should be getting a pap smear every year.
Unfortunately, between the Belize Family Life Association, the Ministry of Health, as well as the private sector, we're not even reaching 10% of that population, which is of great concern.
She says women in Belize are becoming sexually active at a younger age, increasing their chances for contracting cervical cancer. Finances are another factor.
You have women who live in very remote communities where transportation is not reliable, and to leave their community to come into urban areas where the services are available, that's an additional cost.
Burke says healthcare providers can't assume that women know the benefits of a pap smear. She hopes the videos will shatter myths, help women take control of their personal health, and change risky behaviors. Rafaela Moa is the cytotechnologist for the BFLA. He studies cells for evidence of diseases like cancer. Amoa says a number of women are seeking screening services when it's too late.
They need to come and do a pap smear test every year because we are looking for cells that are malignant or precursors to cervical cancer. Like I was telling Dr. Wheeler, the carcinogenesis of cervical cancer, it takes a long time before it develops into cancer. So if an abnormality is caught, your life is saved.
Back at the Konigsby Inn, Gail Robitaux says she's thankful for the BFLA.
It helps a lot of people, a lot of us, when it comes to some of the tests. Because the other day, I myself took some tests, and it was free.
Dr. Gary Wheeler has been to Belize several times over the last decade and says he wants to do his part to bolster public health initiatives in the country.
Whether you're talking about development in Southeast Arkansas or talking about it in Belize, the most important thing is to provide mentoring and leadership opportunities for the people who are in these areas that want to move forward. In the area of cervical cancer, there's been some desire by some of the people here in Belize to come to the United States for training, and we're going to try to facilitate that.
On his last medical mission trip to Belize, Dr. Wheeler, with the help of a crumpled map and an SUV, navigated his way around the entire country. During the journey, he met with BFLA doctors and nurses in Belize City, San Ignacio, Dangriga, and Punta Gorda to get their input for the educational videos, which will finally be distributed in February. I'm Malcolm Glover in Belize.